Inevitably, over the past week or so, my mind has been on people I love. Some I talk to regularly and others who are more remote. Each of us has no doubt been thinking about those whose presence in our lives we have taken for granted and how we can support them. The icon pictured sits on my piano. It's known as the icon of friendship and was given to me by a friend. I've looked at it a fair bit over the past few days as I have prayed for people, and I've been struck by the contact within it, in this world where that is no longer possible for many of us. I've also been struck by the cracks which run down the icon, cracks which seem to but actually don't quite cut off the figures one from another. Our relationship with God needs careful attention as much as our relationships with our family and friends. This Lent, perhaps more than in previous years, we need to tend that relationship and find new ways of keeping in touch, of speaking and listening. We also need to be kind to ourselves, allow ourselves to feel doubt and uncertainty, and share those things as well as the silly stories, memes and photos. As we enter Passion Tide, we will glimpse once more the depths of God's love for us. As is so often the case, we see this love in Jesus' care for the people immediately around him, but also for those who come long after Lazarus, Mary, Martha and the others are laid in the ground. Today we remember Jesus' love for his friends, his compassion, and we see where he will go for us, down to the grave itself. God does this for us. We don't earn it by being especially good or even especially good at being in touch. Over the next few weeks and months, our relationships will be tested, including with God. As we look for ways to support one another, it's worth keeping in mind that icon. Though we may feel ourselves cut off from God, those cracks will not divide us. God will reach out to us again and again. We are not alone.